Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I was sitting here just before we began this program. I was sitting here thinking about how the Lord has been leading us through these readings in the last number of days. He's always leading us, but I was struck particularly by what I sense is a call from God, a call from God to reorder your priorities. Me too. Reorder your priorities. Is God and His plan for my salvation and the salvation of my family, is that at the top of my list? Or am I consumed by the priorities of this world to the extent that it suffocates the eternal priorities? God will enable you to be responsible on earth for the things you need to be responsible for. He will. He wants first in your heart, what are the priorities necessary in my life that I may live for the life to come? And that in the process of making the priorities of the kingdom at the top of the list in my own personal life, what I do is allow God to work through me, to speak through me, to use me for the eternal salvation of others. So what I want to urge you to do is to take some real time, honestly look at it. How do I spend my days? What am I thinking about? What are my goals? Where am I going? Just start in one area, but take a look, honestly, what am I doing? Oftentimes we're seeking self-satisfaction. We're seeking whatever is going to make us feel good, whatever is going to gratify our flesh. That's just left to ourselves. That's what we're going to do. Are you committed to Christ at such a level that you can put His priorities before your own? Doesn't mean you don't have priorities to care and to do for others in this life. I'm not saying that. But put God's priorities first. He will take care of those other priorities if you put Him first. The first reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, not maybe what you want, but having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. God will do more for you when you put Him first, His priorities first. And those priorities will tie in with your responsibilities. They're not different then, but you do them with a whole different motivation and intention. Lord, may my life today be lived for your glory. May my life today, may my speech today bring you honor. Doesn't mean I have to use the word God, the name of God in every situation, but it's my charity, it's my kindness, it's my wisdom that God gives. It's my hope. Those kinds of things are going to stand out in a world that is getting darker and darker. We've lost our way, brothers and sisters. Many people are losing their way even today. You are called to be the light that shines out in that darkness. God will use you. You'll be amazed. But it's getting your priorities straight and living by them. That's very, very important right now. By the way, today is the feast of St. Lawrence, one of the first martyrs of Rome, and a man who, he preached the gospel by his love for the poor, his courage under torture by fire, and his unswerving love for Christ. Are marvelous, marvelous stories. When one of the emperors asked him to bring all the goods of the city, Lawrence went out and brought all the poor. He brought all the poor. the poor, the weak, the blind, and the... And he was basically saying to the emperor, this is your treasure. This is the real treasure. People who were poor but depended on God. People who followed this marvelous saint. That's what's going to stand for all eternity, brothers and sisters, is that kind of set of priorities. I base my life on them. I live by them. So we ask today, St. Lawrence, pray for us. St. Lawrence, pray for us. Again, Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I'm reading this again. I want you to hear this again. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. He scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. God will do that for you. But you've got free will. You're the one who has to commit yourself. I want to live for you, Lord. I want to live by your word. I want your priorities to become my priorities. And when I fail, may I seek your face and repent. It's simple. Very difficult, but it's simple. It's not that you have to go out and perform all kinds of feats. Do what is right before you, but do it according to God's will. Speak according to God's will. Love according to God's will. Serve according to God's will. Psalm 112, blessed is the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed is that man. God wants you to be blessed, brothers and sisters. Really blessed. That's what God wants. John chapter 12, verses 24 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. So in a certain sense, you and I are called to die to self, die to the flesh, die to selfishness, die to greed, die to pride, die to envy, die to jealousy. That's what we're called to die to. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Lord, the Father, will honor whoever serves me. So it means to put his priorities above my own. It means to choose to live by the virtues. It means to subdue our flesh, which is jealous and envious, which is lustful, etc., etc., etc. I need to say no to that flesh and yes to God. And brothers and sisters, what happens is that God himself begins to shine through, almost literally, shine through our flesh. Because that grain of seed, the seed that's been put in me, has died and it's bearing fruit. It's died to self. It's died to selfishness, selfish conduct, me, me, me. It's chosen, and it's a long death. It's not an easy death. But I keep saying no to the flesh and yes to God. What happens is that his face begins to shine through. It does. God so loves you. God so loves you. God wants to have you for himself because he wants to work through you. He wants to reach the lives of other people through you. Carol Houselander, who is a British mystic, a poet, and a spiritual teacher. If you've never read her book, The Read of God, The Read of God, a very good book to read during Advent. I may forget it when Advent comes, so I just mention it now. You can read it at any time of the year, any time. It's particularly good reading during Advent. The Read, R-E-E-D, The Read of God. That's what she wanted to be, the reed through which God could speak, that his music could be heard, that he could shine forth. That's what we want to be, a reed of God, that God can play the music he wants to play through me, that God can speak the words he wants to speak through me. It's honestly, brothers and sisters, it's possible. Even in the midst of our sinfulness, it's possible if we decide as we can, step by step, to die to that sin and choose to live for God and to choose to allow God, take up your home in me. Take up your home in me, live through me, speak through me, act through me. He will do it. Then we're fully what God created us to be. And we're fully what God created us to be. And that joy, brothers and sisters, that joy no one shall take from you. Carol Houselander says, if his purpose in indwelling men, that's us, if his purpose in indwelling is to radiate the light and the heat of his love through the whole world, how can we honestly believe that he chooses people for such a mission who have no great talents, no work of importance, nothing to show for the work they've done, no influence? People, moreover, whose circumstances, humanly speaking, are by God's own will for them, both cramping and inescapable. We can feel like our life is nothing, like our life is worthless, like it's as Shakespeare would say, it's cabined, it's cribbed, it's confined. How can we be that? All we have to do is give our lives to God, to tell him, use me. I give myself over to you. Carol Houselander puts it this way. It is precisely from our lives that are so narrow and so small, it is precisely from lives that his love can and does radiate. Really, your life, God can radiate through you. He honestly can. The battle is in our will. I want my way. I want my timing. I want to do what I want to do to be able to say, Lord, I come to do your will. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. I know I'm going to live for all eternity. I want to live with you, and I want to bring glory to your name, not mine. May God lead you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.